stuff as well from you guys. I like they got to be able to get first downs in the fourth quarter. You have to be able to move the football in the fourth quarter. That is very, very true. So keep it going. And now we're joined on the Ohio Business Machines hotline from Tennessee by Frank Wycheck, the color analyst for the Titans and former Titans great at the tight end position. Frank, welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Let me just start with this. What is the state of this Titans team after the last three games where they have gone 0-3 and haven't been as competitive as I'm sure they would have liked to have been?
How the relaxed type of thing. I think just things got so out of hand. Started off so well in Kansas City, and then the, you know, Dallas, Cincinnati, and then Indianapolis were just the total reverse of how they played at Kansas City. I think everyone was just kind of shocked by that. And I think they kind of pressed, and they were trying to squeeze the bat too hard, and they just weren't playing the way they were capable of. And I think they were pressing, they were playing a little tight, afraid to make a mistake. So after this week's loss, it seems to be that these guys, I don't even think, watched the tape against Indy. They were just moving on to the Browns and just making some changes. And it seems like during the week, they got a lot of the guys are just in a positive mindset and just trying to get the clutter out of their minds, and they're kind of scaling back on what they're trying to do offensively and defensively, and just relax and play football.
Do you think the comments from Ken Whisenhunt after the game that it maybe this team wasn't as talented as he initially thought, has that ruffled any feathers in that locker room?
I don't think so, because as a player, you know, you watch the tape, you know how bad you play before even the coach even could tell you. So you players are more critical of themselves than anybody can, and they know as soon as they make a mistake or don't do something right, they know they're letting their teammate down. So they've shown the accountability to one another. No one's pointing any fingers, but clearly guys are getting the message and they're motivated to go out there and make the plays, especially on offense, because it all starts with the offensive side of the ball. They've left the defense hanging for the last 3 weeks on the field forever, and no defense can hold up when you play that long, that many snaps in the game. So I think this is all about the offense and finding an identity and finding out what they do well and do whatever it takes to keep those chains moving, because in the last 3 weeks they haven't done that.
Frank, that's exactly where I was going to go, the identity of this offense. Do you think that Ken Whisenhunt has gotten to a large enough sample size to really take steps in the right direction towards truly having an identity, whether it's run the football, a combination of play-action pass, or down-the-field football? Have you gotten that in those four football games?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's a mixed bag. It's like playing pin the tail on the donkey. It's like, I can't even figure out what they're trying to do. And I know Coach Whisenhunt's system is different than I'm used to, and I don't really know the exact X's and O's, but I think that could work when he's in San Diego, a veteran team, Philip Rivers and Antonio Gates and Floyd and, you know, those types of guys. But this team with a new transition, with the new system terminology, younger quarterback and younger players on this team, I think that they need to simplify it and not do as many things, not switch personnel groupings every other snap and change protections constantly at the line of scrimmage and check with me each and every play. Sometimes you just got to, and you know this, you just got to line up and run it.
Line up and play.
Yeah, just like run up two tight ends, run it, and play action, and just do, you know, some plays that you're comfortable with and do them right instead of having a Mike Martz phone book of plays on your sheet where you're only going to run, you're going to prepare for 200 pass plays, but you're only going to run 15. So I think that's what they're trying to do.
Do you think that this is the game where they really bring Bishop Sankey to the forefront and try to run the football against the Browns D that has struggled to stop the run thus far?
I think so. I think Bishop Sankey is a very talented player. Sean Green's running well, too. They're different backs, but I think Sankey probably will get some more opportunities earlier in the game. I would say Sankey's gotten some production in the second halves when they've been out of games, and you know they were playing soft coverage and two shell, and I could have ran for 60, 70 yards in those situations. So, but no, he's deserved it. I think Sylvester Croom, they're testing him out with the protections, and he's all he's all caught up with that, and they trust him out there. So yeah, I think he'll get some more touches earlier in this football game, but I think running the ball, the offensive line has been great. It's just they haven't had an opportunity in games to stay in games to keep running that football. So I would think that they're going to try to establish the run this week, even though I think watching the Browns tape, I know they've given up some yardage, but they look to me like they're flying around playing pretty good football.
That's right. Frank, you know, the emphasis here around Cleveland has been to get over the past decade, the past 15 years of what the Cleveland Browns has meant. And I'm wanting to ask you is, what is the perception of the Cleveland Browns, you know, at this point on the Tennessee Titans roster, and the perception within the locker room? Because, you know, we look at the game as, hey, this is a Titans team that we can beat. And I'm just wondering, what is the perception of the Cleveland Browns and what you've seen thus far on film and what you're hearing in the locker room about the Cleveland Browns as well?
Well, I think from the Titans' standpoint, I mean, if they were playing Florida State or whoever, they couldn't take them lightly the way they've been playing. So I don't think just because the Browns are 1-1-2, I mean, you look at their team, they've been in every game. They played the Ravens, who are a really good team, strong. Every game has been decided at the last seconds of the game. So I think from the Titans' standpoint, they respect the Browns and what Coach Pettine has done and that staff and those players they have over there. I think we all thought that Manziel would just have you guys in shambles and would ruin the team, by this point. But he surprised a lot of people by being away from the cameras and being more of a team guy. So I think they respect this team coming in. They're talented. Hoyer's playing good. They're a lunch pail, blue-collar type of team that plays smart, disciplined football. I think, you know, generally just the fans just think Cleveland's Cleveland. I mean, so, and I think Coach Pettine's doing a really good job of trying to turn that kind of identity around, that they're just not the same old Browns.
In your mind, we've kind of been going through on our broadcast all week the keys to victory for the Browns. Stop the run, try to put the game in Jake Locker's hand, get to the quarterback, take care of the football. From the Titans' perspective, what do you believe are the keys to winning this game?
Moving the chains. Third down has been pathetic. It's been so bad. It's so low. And the time of possession, they've been absolutely getting – their doors blown off with that part of it. And that, as I said, the defense is out there forever, bad field position. So I would say the number one key, and I don't care how you get to it, five wide, double tights, three tights, they have to move the chains and convert third downs. They really do. And then when they get down in the red zone, they have to come out with points. Against Cincinnati, they moved the ball decently, but they missed two field goals, and then you get penalties, and then they're out of the game. So they've done a lot of stuff to themselves that they know, and they clearly just have to just play better. They just got to stop playing tight. You can't play this game tight. You got to play it loose and free. And I think you'll see a more focused team this week coming back at home and they're mad enough and embarrassed enough that I think they're going to at least have a good showing this week.
What do you think of Ray Horton and the job he's done with this defense? Because I know it's a new one for the Titans. How have they adjusted to it so far?
I think they've done okay. I think anytime you're putting in a totally systems on both sides, but it's for the defense, I mean, switching to a 3-4 from a 4-3 team that had the bulk of a 4-3 personnel. I just don't know if they're there yet. Ray clearly has a bright mind and is very creative in what he does as far as testing out protections and bringing a lot of people from different areas. But I just don't know. They went out and got Sean Phillips. They went and got Wesley Woodyard. Casey's not your classic five technique, but they're using him in different spots. But I don't know if they have the inside guys in the 3-4 that you need to really take on those guards and to really stuff the run on a consistent basis. We'll see. But Ray Horton, I think it's going to take a little while for everyone to get comfortable with the scheme and the gap integrity, where to be, and everything coordinated. I think it's going to take a little bit, and I think it's going to take another draft and free agency to get the right guys in there.
Frank, appreciate the time. Final one before we let you run. How do you see this game actually turning out? It's kind of a call your shot Friday here on our show. Who do you see getting the W this Sunday?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot. I really think it's going to me, I respect the Browns. They're better than the record. But the Titans will be better. This will be tight. This will come down to the last possession in the fourth quarter. I can't tell you who's going to win.
We've already had three games decided by field goals as time has expired, so that is probably a good prediction there for a Browns game. Frank, appreciate the time, and we'll see you in Tennessee on Sunday.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you. That was Frank Wycheck, former Titan, great all-pro selection in the year 2000, three-time Pro Bowler as a tight end for that team. Now he is their color analyst. So he wouldn't make a prediction, though. He wouldn't say Titans.
No, he would not.
He didn't say.
So there's a huge question mark looming over Frank's head right now.
That's right. Big one. A big one there. All right. We'll be back wrapping up our first hour. In the second hour, we'll have Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer at 215 Dalkia in studio for a little Friday forecast at 2:30. We're going to continue to pick all the games. We're going to continue to hear from you. 216-578-0850 as you call your shots on this Friday. And also let us know the Browns will win if they do blank. Here we go.